With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. All three of Montana's delegates in Washington, D.C. say they oppose the Trump administration's strategy of separating families at the border, but they disagree on how to move forward to change that practice. Democratic Senator John Tester maintains a specific bill isn't even necessary to keep those families together.
The Secretary of Homeland Security could stop it. Sessions could stop it. They could stop it, and it would be stopped within minutes. But assuming they're not going to do that, let's stay here Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, however long it takes to get this stopped, because I'm telling you, our phones are lighting up, and they should be over this issue. Montanans are not happy.
Republican Senator Steve Daines and Congressman Greg Gianforte both say Congress needs to fix family separation. They back bills that would keep families together while securing the border. Daines supports legislation from Ted Cruz that he says would double the number of immigration judges to expedite asylum cases, keep families together, and create more temporary shelters for families to wait for their day in court.
We need to stop this practice of separating children from their parents. And there's a solution that we are proposing that would do that, but it also would ensure that we secure our borders and uphold the rule of law, as well as keep families together.
Gianforte says he'll support a bill that touches on 4 points.
First, securing the border, modifying the visa lottery, going to more of a merit-based system, adjusting chain migration that favors nuclear families. That's one of the things that's going to do to bring kids together with their parents. And then resolving the whole Dreamer situation. Those are the 4 pillars the president laid out. I support them.
More than 2,000 children have been separated from their families at the southern U.S. border since the Trump administration instituted its new strategy in May. That's according to the Department of Homeland Security. Both chambers of Congress are scrambling this week to pass a bill to address what Daines calls a humanitarian crisis, but it's unclear which measure, if any, will gain enough support. I'm Edward O'Brien. Thanks for listening.